In the parlour, Betty. Keziah shrugs. Betty hurries to the stairs. Upstairs, Maggie sits by her bed playing with her hair.
Look at you! My sister's all arriving and you're not even dressed.
Maggie's best dress lies crumpled on the bed.
Folks will think it's a joke between us. Honestly, having such a daughter as you.
Maggie goes.
They'll think I've done something wicked.
Betty rushes after her. Outside. Maggie takes Lucy to look at the river. Betty embraces Sophie. Betty embraces Sophie, should be there. Betty goes to find Maggie, a hair ribbon in her hand.
Look at you. Shame. Now, why can't you look like your cousin Lucy? Oh, neat. Pretty with her fair curls.
She pulls Maggie away. Betty pushes her daughter inside, then joins Sophie and Mr. Dean, leading them to the house. In the parlour, Sophie is in tears. Betty nods to Keziah, who goes to the door, opening it to Betty's older sister and her husband. Keziah takes Jane's shawl and bonnet. Mr. Glegg hands her his hat. She ushers them through to the parlour, where Betty and Sophie are waiting, I think, or standing.
Just Sophie, what does that matter?
Dean.
Severe swelling of the legs.
It's not someone to whom you were close. I don't believe, Sister Sophie, not family.
But it did upset me so there, but for the grace of God,
come. Jane leads the family through to the dining room, where they settle around the table.
Tell my boy.
Hello, Lucy. Hello, Dean.
Well.
Tom to Lucy.
The rustling tea must come.
Hello.
Hello. I know where there are otters.
Maggie peeks out.
She doesn't know. We'll just go, the two of us. We won't tell Maggie. I'll take you to the river and I'll show you where the otters are.
Maggie calls from the stairs.
Pia!
She's mad.
Sister Jane looks at her watch, lips pursed.
1:30 indeed.
Betty glances at her husband.
Mr. Tom does generally like it too, so I thought Sister Bessie Dodson's had dinner at 1.
Jane stares at Maggie.
The girl's hair be better thinned. Shorter. Bertha helps to have it so long.
Oh, it's not in our family, is it?
In her bedroom, Maggie contemplates a large pair of scissors as Tom comes in. She cuts at her hair. Tom watches mouth open as she chops it off just below the jawline.
You'll catch it, you will. Do it!
Maggie thrusts the scissors at Tom. He takes them and cuts at the back of Maggie's hair. Maggie stares out of the window, eyes moist, face grim, determined, as great wads of hair fall on the floor at her feet.